The 35,000 square foot facility where these two quadcopters are flying is actually Sinclair's field house. An indoor track is on the perimeter, and people are playing tennis on one half of the space. With curtains, unmanned aerial systems coordinator Ryan Palm can make this space as big or as little as he wants. He has a joystick in his hand.
I'm just giving the Iris small inputs to make it hover, but just controlling it with the RC controller right now. If we were outside, which we're not outside, you can actually control these via GPS.
The indoor flying space is part of an expansion to Sinclair's Unmanned Aerial Systems program, where Dr. Andrew Shepard is the director.
So we're in the midst of a capital, $5 million capital project, which is creating and adding to a lot of the labs that we have: wind tunnels, advanced manufacturing, engine testing labs, indoor flying space, and including in that is the UAS indoor flight range.
The indoor flight range is one of the largest indoor drone testing spaces in the United States. Shepard watches the quadcopters operate.
Well, so with the Iris Pluses, they're made by 3D Robotics. We've put gimbals and cameras on them. We've been able to downlink live video, take pictures, teach a little bit about basic remote sensing and that type of thing. We've flown multiple aircraft types in here, DJI Phantoms, Leica. A corporation actually came in and flew a hexacopter or a six-bladed helicopter in here, and was able to show how they could inspect utilities and bridges by flying around the rafters and zooming in on bolts and things like that.
Unmanned aerial systems vary in size. Sinclair has 65 aircraft, ranging from a 4-ounce practice copter to a fixed wing with an 8-foot wingspan. Star student Alex Pollack has always been fascinated by technology. He likes drone applications for farming, mapping, and emergency response.
There's obviously a lot of people who are afraid of everybody just flying these out here, invading people's privacy. I respect that, but if you look at it from a commercial aspect, companies aren't really looking to do that. They're looking at, you know, how can we make this a viable commercial enterprise?
Sinclair began developing its UAS program in 2008 out of a need. Deb Norris is the community college's vice president of workforce development and oversees the drone program.
Our region was going through a lot of changes. We were having General Motors to pull out, DHL to pull out. We were losing NCR.
And the community college had to find a field of study that would help propel the area economically. Some of its students are fresh out of high school, and others are in school to change careers. 157 new enrollees declared UAS as their major in 2014.
This is an industry that is just going to explode as we look at the different applications. And so Sinclair, by building a national center for UAS and the center kind of excellence, if you will, we see lots and lots of growth and practical applications as commercialization becomes a reality.
For academics, Sinclair has launched a UAS journal and will host its first UAS Academic Summit August 24th. Sinclair is taking a regional approach to making unmanned aerial systems a part of the Dayton economy. The Wilmington Air Park is involved.
We operate off of one of the runways that's no longer used by manned aircraft. But Wilmington, we also have done a lot of flight operations at Springfield Air Park, and we're collaborating now with the Ohio State University for applications for Don Scott Airport in Columbus, with Miami University, with a few other organizations. And we're also going with Wright State at the National Center for Medical Readiness. We have an application in there.
Shepard says Sinclair flew the most UAS flights of any organization in Ohio last year. One project scheduled for last week was for the Ohio Department of Natural Resources to take pictures of fracking. Norris says Altavian, Sinclair's national training partner, and another company with its permit took part.
Using our trained crew, Altavian's platform, Wolpert's 333, and then the state of Ohio, we're going to fly for ODNR, the Department of Natural Resources, on a real application to be able to capture data and a true commercial venture.
What's still up in the air are the permanent regulations the FAA is developing, which are expected to be out by the end of the year. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.